Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. Less than 2 weeks to go now before the Missouri primary. Of special interest in this area is the race for the Democratic nomination for St. Louis County Executive. The race pits incumbent Charlie Dooley against Steve Stenger, a county councilman since 2008. A third candidate, Ronald Levy, has not been actively campaigning. Messrs. Dooley and Stenger are with us today, appearing separately, the order of appearance determined by pulling names from a hat. Mr. Dooley joins us during the first segment. He assumed the office almost 11 years ago on the death of his predecessor, Buzz Westfall. You are invited to join our live online chat, by the way, at stlpublicradio.org throughout this program. Charlie Dooley, thanks so much for being with us. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, Don.
Let's get right to it. As you know, many people in the community during election time are pretty much dependent on television ads for the information they get. Do you think that you really had a fair representation in your attack against Mr. Stenger by saying that he was, quote, associated somehow with a prostitution kingpin because he defended him as a pro bono attorney?
Well, it wasn't about his defending someone. It's about what he said about the victim, that person choose that type of life. That is not true. And it wasn't taken out of context.
A fair representation, though, do you think? Because it really suggested that he was somehow tied up with sex trafficking.
Again, I'm not talking about him defending the individual. I'm talking about him making the victim a victim for a second time, indicating that person chose that type of life. That person did not choose that type of life. Manipulation through these drug kingpins and pimps. Women do not choose that life.
Again, my question is it a fair representation?
I think it is a fair representation. Okay.
What do you think is the biggest divide between you and Mr. Stenger?
Mr. Stenger, my opponent, will say and do anything and actually stands for nothing. He's been on the council for more than 2 years, have never opened his mouth about anything until 2 months ago. And basically, the big difference is that I have the experience, and he doesn't. I know this county. He does not.
Well, he has opened his mouth on a number of things. He was, for instance, during the squabble over the parks, when it was suggested that some of the parks might have to be closed down or hours reduced. He certainly came out against that proposal.
Let me say this about the parks. We had the worst economic downturn in 60 years from 2008 to 2009 and 2010. The worst time. My job is to present to the council a balanced budget. That's my job. The parks has been subsidized from the general fund and the health department for many years. That had to stop. And we did that. We made a proposal. The council didn't like that particular proposal, so I presented him another proposal. He indicated that he balanced the budget. That simply is not true. By state law, I am required to present a balanced budget to the county council. They either voted up or voted down. But even more importantly, with Proposition P recently for the city of St. Louis and the new arts grounds, one of the opportunities was that we got an additional $6 or $7 million for our county parks. Our county parks are fully funded now. Charlie Dooley championed that proposal. He did not.
There was another thing that popped up and was just in the paper this morning with regard to it. I guess it was a tweet that you put out yesterday concerning Mr. Stenger's position on legislation affecting a parking lot for Hobby Lobby. Mm-hmm. The suggestion there was that this kind of is indicative of somehow his stance against women. It's another one of those things that pops up during the course of the campaign. What's that all about?
Again, yesterday evening, Mr. Stenger indicated he asked me at a council meeting, what was my recommendation for the 6th council district? No councilman has ever done that. That's his job to make determination about what is right for his community. He has the right to either approve what the planning commission presents or disapprove. That's his right. My right is, if I think it's unconstitutional, I think it's not represent St. Louis County, I have the veto power. So again, Mr. Stenger likes to have it both ways. He's for something before he's against it. He's against it before he's for it.
But the way it was played in the paper this morning indicated that the reason you did that was to suggest that because of the Hobby Lobby Supreme Court decision on contraception, that somehow his role in this indicated he was against women and women's reproductive rights.
It could be. Here's the deal about the women's reproductive rights. Let's be clear about that. Mr. Stinger indicated that he was pro-choice. Well, when he first ran, he was pro-life. Now, again, Don, I have friends that are pro-life and pro-choice. I'm not debating if you're pro-life or pro-choice. But at some point, if you change your mind, could you tell me when you changed your mind? What epiphany did you have? I'm not saying you can't, but could you explain it? And when the Post asked him about it, he said he had to get back with his brochures and check it out. That's what he did.
You know, one of the things about this campaign, which is one of the nastiest, I think you'd have to agree with this.
I would agree.
Certainly during your time, and I go back farther than that, and it, you know, this has been one of the bad ones. One of the things that I've noticed is there's not that much discussion about the issues. It's Hobby Lobby. It's, you know, did he defend a drug kingpin? And there are other things that we could refer to. Why this tone? Why this tone now?
Again, this individual came out very negative from the very beginning. I did not. I talked about the issues, about jobs in St. Louis County. How you position St. Louis County for the 21st century. That is so important to this community. We have positioned our county in the right way with infrastructure. Those things, we have done those things. We talked about connecting communities, making sure our communities work. Understanding that St. Louis County is not a rural county anymore. We're an urban county, so we have urban problems. How do we retain talent in St. Louis County? How do we look at, you may not realize this, but St. Louis County is getting a lot older. There's a lot more senior citizens in St. Louis County. We got to provide services because we want them to stay in their homes and be productive citizens. St. Louis County, we looked at the other issue about St. Louis County is about the Children's Service Fund. How do we fund our educational system? Right now, the Children's Service Fund is in all the public schools in St. Louis County. That's more than $10 million been spent to our schools about public education. That's important. Right now, we had a 43-year low, Don, in crime. That's unheard of. That's simply outstanding. We are at a 6.4 unemployment rate. We hope to get even better than that, providing jobs for our community. And then the third thing we need to look at is the issue about relationships. It's about regional leadership. The city of St. Louis and St. Louis County working together as a team. It does make a difference. As you move forward, the world globally see us as one. We got to start thinking about as a community. It's not competition between the city of St. Louis and St. Louis County. It's competition on a global scale. And I have talked about the issues. I continue to talk about the issues because I understand the challenges as you move forward in the 21st century.
He is pointing out, you mentioned jobs and the importance of jobs, that the county on your watch has lost 30,000 jobs. Is that an accurate number?
Let me say this. Here's the truth. And this is one of the things I want to make clear to understand. I indicated earlier, this was the worst recession in the last 60 years, Don. There is no community that did not lose jobs. That is a fact. Everybody lost jobs. Everybody knows someone that lost their jobs. The mortgages were upside down. This country went through the worst recession in 60 years, and at the same time, I guided St. Louis County through the worst times. We are still the top-rated county in this state financially. We are number one. No one even come close to us. We have more jobs in St. Louis County than any other county in this state. We are number one in startups and number one in small businesses. We are doing the things that make a difference. We are investing in ourselves, Don, and that's why we are positioned for the 21st century for the next 10 to 15 years down the road. Do you realize in the St. Louis region, there are more plant scientists than any place in the world? That's not by mistake. People plan for that. The Donald Danforth Plant Science Center. You got the Cortex in the city of St. Louis. We are doing the things that position this community. We passed the investment in the Metrolink and the Metro tax. That's important. There's no major metropolitan area without public transportation. You have to have these things. We are doing the things that make a difference in people's lives, Don.
Given the differences that have surfaced and that we've talked about during our few minutes here, wouldn't it have made sense for the two of you to sit down together in a debate format and talk about these toe-to-toe, head-to-head, instead of the way you're doing it here today, for instance? The date we offered the two of you to sit down and have a debate, you couldn't make it, and yet both of you are here today, although separately. Wouldn't it make sense to sit down face-to-face?
Again, he asked me to challenge me. One of the things, let's be clear about this, Don. I asked him, I have 10 years of income tax, 10 years of federal, state, and the schedules. I asked him to do the same for transparency. He only provided 6 years, which is fine, but I did want a 10, but he had some issues about a marriage, so I understand that, no problem. But the other issue is there was no schedules there. You know how the money was spent. What I'm saying is transparency, if you just do that. Then he asked for, he challenged me to a debate. I gave him two dates, the 31st and the 1st, a Friday or a Thursday, and he came back and said he couldn't do it. Well, then that's it for me. So I answered his call. I'm here. We had a forum together. Don, I've done this for 4 times. This is not an issue with me about debating someone or talking about the issues. I know this county. I know the issues in this county. I have worked in this county. I'm continuing to work in this county. But to say that Charlie won't debate me, that simply isn't true. But I will tell you this. I gave him 2 workable dates, and I said we can meet right here, and he chose not to do it. That's where that's at.
Too late now for that to happen?
Probably so.
Right. Let's talk about something you alluded to a moment ago, and that is regional cooperation. We've reached out to our audience, and others have suggested that one of the things we really ought to be talking about here today is, quote, a city-county merger, which we've all talked about before, some sort of consolidation, the city reentering the county. Where are you on that? Are you still basically looking at city reentry into the county and put the other stuff aside?
Right now, I think the first step is the city reentering the county. One of the reasons why I say that, people get concerned about the merger. Merger means good means many things to many different people. For example, some thinks if you merge and the city has some liabilities, that the county would take on the liability. What I say it is, if the city re-entered the county as a municipality, right now St. Louis County has 90 municipalities. We have no liability to any of those municipalities. So I think that would be the first step in the process of looking about what we can do together. Right now, St. Louis County and St. Louis City do a host of things together. We're talking about we do the things with the MSD, the Metro, Great Rivers Greenway, the Convention Center. So we do a host of things all together right now. But one of the things we have also done, Mayor Slay and I have done, is come together with our economic partnership. The city and the county, not totally come together, but some parts of the economic council and some parts of our economic council come together to create jobs in an atmosphere where businesses can do business and create jobs. We believe since the global economy sees St. Louis as one, we must think as one. Don't compete against each other. I'm about whatever it takes to attract businesses, retain talent, a skilled workforce. If that means a city coming into the county, that means lowering the crime rate, and that makes sense for our population to grow, I'm going to do it. If that's about the issue about immigration, that no major metropolitan area in this United States have grown without immigration, I'm for immigration. Immigration doesn't take jobs from you. It creates jobs. The pie doesn't get smaller. It expands. Everybody has an opportunity. That's the great thing about this country. It's not about one people. It's about all people.
How would the city residents be better off? This is a question from Jason Rosenbaum, one of our reporters. How would city residents be better off if the city did become part of the county? And conversely, how would the county be better off?
As I stated earlier, when we're talking about attracting businesses to our community, at one time the city had this issue about the crime rate. So if you look up St. Louis City, you get a crime rate maybe in the top 5. If we can bring that down to maybe the top 20, that's a significant difference. It does make a difference to both of us. When businesses want to move to this community, the first thing they want to do is 2 things they want to do. They want to look at the crime rate and the public schools. That's important. And if we can do, the city of St. Louis, even with the issues about the public education, Metro is one of the top high schools in the country. It's a public school. We are both at an all-time low in crime. We're not where we want to be, but we're a lot better off than we used to be. And we can improve that when we work together. It's about creating jobs, getting people to understand that St. Louis is the place to raise a family. It's the best place to get a job. You got a skill. Again, keeping those young people. They come here to school, Don, but they leave. I want them to stay here. It's the young people have the ideas that create jobs and opportunity. Do you realize, some people don't realize this, at one time, Worldwide Technology, St. Louis County Economic Council loaned them $250,000. Look at them today, Don. That's a $4 billion business right here in our area. There are opportunities. The arts grants, that's simply outstanding. We are on the move. We are globally being recognized that St. Louis is moving forward in a very positive way. Do you realize that Donald Danforth 2 weeks ago attracted a seed company from Germany to come They could have been anywhere. They chose St. Louis. And that's we have momentum. We are making things happen in our community. We are attracting a skilled workforce. Look at the Donald Danforth Plant Science Center. Well, look at Monsanto investing $400 million. RGA is investing $154 million. Look at North Park, where they said it wasn't going to be successful. And Express Scripts is a Fortune 50 company, over $100 billion revenue, 4,500 employees, and they're still growing in North Park. So we do have momentum. We are making a difference in people's lives.
Are you going to take credit for that momentum?
They give me credit when it doesn't go well, so I'm going to take credit when it does go well. Like the old saying is, we got good weather today. I prayed to the Lord, and it worked out just fine.
And this discussion of regional cooperation we have through our Public Insight Network, we've asked listeners to come in and ask some questions. And Stephen Eckelkamp of St. Louis writes, do you favor consolidation of municipal services among the many cities in St. Louis County, 9 of them, and with the city of St. Louis?
What I favor is this. Every person in St. Louis County deserves a certain level of service. If that's police protection, is that fire protection, is that public works? Now, what that means is this. It should not make any difference about where you live and the size of your city if the service you're receiving is the same. That's the important part we need to focus on, the level of service that the community and some of the communities are consolidating their service, quite frankly. There are cities that used to have municipal fire departments are now going to a district fire department. There are police departments in St. Louis County that are contracting with St. Louis County. Some are contracting with neighboring communities. They would do that on their own. But the biggest thing, I think, is recognizing that every citizen deserves a certain level of service. And when it gets below the level of service, we need to talk about that. We need to make changes.
Could the county government have been more helpful, do you think, in this whole school transfer dilemma that has plagued this area for so long?
I wish that was a true statement, but it's not. First of all, the public schools is a creature of the state. St. Louis County has no jurisdiction, but at the same time, I am concerned about public education in our community. I have talked with the superintendents in St. Louis County. I have been to basically most of the schools in St. Louis County. I've been to the schools that have been achievers, ones that had not been achieving. I've been to the ones that are improvement. We have to work together to make our community as strong as it possibly can, and that's about early education. And one of the things I really am proud of, the Economic Council, for example, this past Monday, we're going to open up a new early childhood center in Wellston, 18,000 square feet. It's going to have 11 classrooms. It's going to have kids from 6 weeks old to 5 weeks, to 5 years. They'll have 121 kids in the room. And here's the key part about it, Don. This makes it so interesting. It's a new facility. It could have been anywhere, but it's right in Wellston where it needs to be, 100 feet from the Metrolink and 200 feet from the Met Center for Training, and right directly across the street from an incubator for small businesses. What better place can it be? Putting resources where the need is, getting people trained. And one of the things we got to look at is how can we invest in some of our single parent families to raise their levels of living. That's going to be key to our future and to help these young people.
I'm going to bounce around a little bit here because our time is limited, and I want to get to some of these questions that have been provided by listeners. Bob Pieper of Richmond Heights writes, would you favor additional county funding for a new football stadium or similar tourism-oriented public works programs?
At this time, no, I would not. We have the Rams field down in the city of St. Louis where it needs to be, and I wouldn't think it needs to be any place other than downtown. That's our downtown, the city of St. Louis. And I wouldn't favor any subsidy at this point in time.
We have Charlotte Petty from Spanish Lake. This is an interesting question. Mm-hmm. She says, several cities, including Los Angeles, are suing some of the major banks for predatory lending practices that have caused a disproportionate number of foreclosures, often in minority neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. Which impacts the tax base, mm-hmm. obvious, and other things she goes on. She says, in the North County area of St. Louis County has a similar issue. Has anyone explored the possibility of a similar kind of legal action against banks involved?
Yes, we have. Actually, Hazel Irby on the county council had legislation where the banks were being required to work with those with that situation with the mortgages upside down, and they would be required to set aside X amount of dollars for the intervention and consultation. The state legislature, we were sued by the banks, and the courts ruled it unconstitutional what we were trying to do in St. Louis County. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we are well aware of that situation. From the county, everybody in the county was for it. They voted it in, and it got challenged from the bankers, and the court said it was unconstitutional. We recognize they do have responsibilities in this community, and we did try to get something done.
Where are we right now following your veto of recent legislation on minority contracts in the county? What next?
Again, right now, there is a veto there, and the council right now, as of yesterday, they held on that particular issue. So it's up to the council now at this point in time.
A couple of big issues going before the voters, aside from your race, mm-hmm. on August 5th. Mm-hmm. One is the transportation sales tax. Mm-hmm. Are you going to vote for that?
Yes, I am. I think it's good. I mean, it could have been a better way of doing it as far as the funding mechanism of it. But again, it's about infrastructure. It's about putting people back to work, creating jobs and opportunity. Again, the business community believes that the infrastructure, if it's in place, it provides business to grow, to expand, and to hire people, and that's what I'm for.
One of our listeners writes, John Davidson says, Amendment 7 overtaxes St. Louis County. Mm-hmm. You think it does?
Well, St. Louis County always pays a lot more than any other community because we're the largest. St. Louis County has 1 million people. Most of your Fortune 500 companies in St. Louis County. It's the largest population center. So, of course, we're going to pay more than everybody else. That's always the way.
What about the right to bear arms amendment?
I'm opposed to it.
Why?
I think it's unnecessary. Again, one of the things that's really upset me more than anything else, St. Louis County voted against conceal and carry. This state voted against conceal and carry, but yet the legislature overrode what people voted for. I'm opposed to that. If that's what the people want, they ought to have it. And the state legislature overrode what people want. So I'm opposed to conceal and carry.
How do you heal the wounds from this campaign? And there are wounds. I think you'd stipulate mm-hmm. to that. How do you heal the wounds following the election, regardless of who wins?
I'm of the opinion that at the end of the day, we move forward. It's a campaign. It's unfortunate that it got to the level that it did, but it did. But professionally, I'm going to move forward. I don't hold grudges. I just move forward. One of the things that you got to understand about this, Don, is it's not so much that the candidates are, it's the people that support you. Those are the ones that are going to be very difficult to get them on board with this whole thing of moving forward. And that's going to be the job of the nominee, which I believe I'm going to be the nominee. That's going to be my job to bring us back into the fold again.
If you are not the nominee, will you have any difficulty supporting Mr. Stanger?
I'm going to say this again. I'm going to be the nominee, and it won't be any problem in bringing anybody on board. I'm going to be the nominee, and I'm a Democrat.
All right. Any final thought you want to leave us with? Our time is down to a few seconds.
I want to say this. Experience counts. True leadership matters. A true leader sometimes doesn't get it right, but the best leaders always make it right. I promise you, I will always make it right.
He says 10 years is enough.
10 years, I'm just getting started. I still have fire in the belly.
All right, that's Charlie Dooley, who is the incumbent St. Louis County executive. He's in about his 11th year now on the job, and he's hoping to get another four more in the August 5th primary election here in St. Louis County. Charlie Dooley, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having
me.
Good
luck to you on Tuesday at the August 5th. It's good to see you. Coming up next, his rival, fellow Democrat Steve Stenger. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.